So how did President Biden's vaccine mandate get along with business? It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 10th day of September. Thanks for being here, everybody. A new vaccine study is out from the CDC. Farm workers in Mississippi have filed suit against an ag company there. The reason? We'll share. Pregnant and working at Amazon? It's a deal. You might think that Wells Fargo would learn. You would think. We've got the Wall Street Report and Say It Ain't So Facebook. Those stories, plus a conversation with the SBA Senior Advisor of Capital Access about new news for small businesses. And it is Friday, so Jeff from City View's in with stuff to do in the metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychex company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you once again, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And you can reach us on Twitter, should you wish. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, yesterday, President Biden took a tougher stand on COVID-19 vaccinations and companies that employ 100 or more people. And so what's been the reaction? Better than you might think. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many executives and business groups say they supported the government's goal of speeding the pace of vaccinations to keep the recent surge in COVID cases from hampering the economy. Some said they applauded the federal government's harder stance, while others, especially smaller employers and those with mostly hourly workers, cautioned the policy could be difficult to implement. Already, many corporations have toughened their stand on the vaccine for employees. Others are saying they need to wait and see what the rules are. One of the concerns is about testing. Some business leaders said there's not enough testing kits to go around. However, Biden did say that he would invoke the Defense Production Act to get more testing kits into the pipeline. Bottom line, it is too early. But major corporations seem to be on board. And the reason, they know all of this hinges on something to do with the overall economy. Stay tuned. There's a new study out from the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention that says unvaccinated individuals are 11 times more likely to die of COVID. The Associated Press is reporting the study tracked over 600,000 COVID-19 cases in 13 states from April through mid-July. As Delta surged in early summer, those who were unvaccinated were 4.5 times more likely than the fully vaccinated to get infected, over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized, and 11 times more likely to die. All of this according to the CDC. But as earlier data has shown, protection against coronavirus infection is slipping some. It was 91% in the spring, but 78% in June and July, according to the study. So-called breakthrough cases in the fully vaccinated accounted for 14% of hospitalizations and 16% of deaths in June and July, about twice the percentage as earlier in the year. Now, it's not clear if the changes seen over time are because immunity is waning in people first vaccinated many months ago, that the vaccine isn't quite as strong against Delta, or that much of the country abandoned masks and other precautions just as Delta started spreading. Farm workers, who happen to be black, have filed a lawsuit against their former employer alleging that Pitts Farm Partnership hired white workers from South Africa rather than the local black farmhands, and that Pitts is paying the white workers more. CBS News is reporting the Mississippi Center for Justice and Southern Migrant Legal Services filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of the six workers. The lawsuit says the farm violated regulations of a foreign worker visa program, which requires equal treatment of U.S. workers and their immigrant counterparts. It seeks an unspecified amount in damages, including money the U.S. workers said that they were shorted because of the uneven pay scale. Ty Pinkins of the Mississippi Center for Justice said in a news release that with high unemployment in the Mississippi Delta, it's unacceptable and unlawful for farmers to hire outside workers when local residents need jobs. In a related story, six U.S. senators are urging the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to investigate Amazon's treatment of pregnant warehouse workers. CNBC is reporting that the lawsuits claim Amazon fails to adequately modify job duties for pregnant employees who are subject to physically strenuous work that could threaten their health and safety. They also claim Amazon doesn't allow pregnant workers to take time off without punishment for pregnancy-related medical needs. Both actions could be in violation of the Pregnancy Discrimination Act and the Americans with Disability Act, according to the lawmakers. The letter to the EEOC was signed by Senators Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Yet another fine for Wells Fargo. Why? CNN is reporting the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, that's the banking regulator within the Treasury Department, told this scandal-plagued bank it must pay $250 million because it couldn't or wouldn't make good on its promises. The punishment stems from a 2018 order that found problems with the bank's auto and home lending operations, including insufficient risk management practices and improper fines imposed on customers. At the time, as part of a $1 billion settlement, the bank agreed to improve its practices and pay restitution to customers. But that is not happening fast enough, according to the OCC. In addition to the fine, the regulator is restricting the bank's mortgage business until it can address the problems. On Friday, the Dow dropped by over 270 points, falling for a fifth straight day. The blue chips fell by 271 points to close at 34,607, while the S&P 500 dipped by nearly 0.8%, or 34 points, to end the week and the trade at 44.58. The NASDAQ fell by 132 points to settle at 15,115. Apple was the biggest laggard that weighed on the Dow. Its stock was sinking by 3.3%. The Dow and the S&P 500 have not recovered since the anemic jobs report of last week. And for the week, the Dow is down by 2.2%, the S&P 500 is off by about 1.7%, and the NASDAQ is 1.6% lower. And finally, there is this. I mean, it's not like it's already with us everywhere, right? Facebook, in collaboration with Ray-Ban, the sunglass people, have just launched a pair of smart glasses. They're known as Ray-Ban Stories. The shades, a techie twist on the brand's iconic Wayfarers, have a nifty camera built in, and with the touch of a finger, they can snap pictures, take calls, and even play your favorite tunes and podcasts. Put us on it. This isn't Big Tech's first foray into smart glasses. Google launched a pair back in 2013, but the novelty wore off, and they stopped making the prototype 2 years later. The big question is, will the Facebook Ray-Ban shades share a similar fate? Just what we needed, right? Walking around with I know, right? Yeah. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, a major story about small businesses and the Small Business Administration. We're talking about an event next week that you as a small business person can attend and learn more about help on the way, plus the new funding effort from SBA. There are so many changes, and it makes this a critical listen. My guest is Veronica Pukin, the senior advisor of the Office of Capital Think Money Access. And then, because it is Friday, Jeff Pitts is in to chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. SBA, and then Jeff Pitts. What could be better? Click ahead.